All right, yeah. So I'm making this video real quick because I end up stumbling on this girl named Kelly Tyler, right? Now, this girl is the type of whore that disgusts me personally. And it's not that I don't think she's a bad person. I'm not saying disgusting as in I think she's a shitty person. I don't think she's a shitty person. But see, for me, when it comes to whores, because like I said, because I'll totally buy a prostitute. When it comes to a whore, and then okay, and also like if a woman like I'll hook up with a prostitute or or a whore, but like it's a certain way about whores that full on disgusts me. See, like, and it kind of goes into that when I went into the previous video about how Shakira will keep going until she's like 40, 50, 60 years old. Like Sade, however you say her name, that older woman, she'll keep going for a long time. But see, all them other little ones, you know, all those little females that was doing that same thing, see, they'll burn out in 5 years. See, and the difference why. The reason why this is naturally fits my reasoning into what makes a whore a good whore or makes a whore flat out disgusting. Like the Pussycat Dolls is disgusting, okay? This girl, Kelly Tyler, is disgusting. Now, those girls down at the brothel, because I'm in Prague right now, those girls in the brothel, that's not disgusting to me. Because, see, for me, what's disgusting? What disgusts me with women is this. It's a few intricate things. One is when they try to either hide it or try to explain it like it's something else. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a whore. It's just my ego got in the way and now I want to fuck a lot. Like, no, you're a whore. You see what I'm saying? Like with porn stars. See, porn stars. The porn, see, and okay, not all women porn stars can say the same thing, but some women porn stars, they know exactly what it is. They're prostitutes. They have sex for money. The only reason they're not like called prostitutes is because the guys they're having sex with are actually getting checked for diseases. But they're doing the same thing. See, and for those women who full of for me, what makes a woman not disgusting is for a woman to own what she is in life and just accept it. You see, I will have respect for that woman. But see, these Kelly Tyler types of girls, okay, to give you insight on Kelly Tyler, Google her name, KellyTyler, and type Quora, wherever the Qura after it, and just go down her entire page of just comments and shit. This bitch is off the chain. Like, this And okay, and she goes on the explanations on how she easily had sex with well over 500 men, and she's not even like 26 or 20, 26 or something. And she said it's easily over 500 men, and she wasn't even the sluttiest one out of her friends. And see, this goes back to what I say before: never get with a woman over 25, 26. By the time you get pretty much any woman over 25, 26, they've had so many miles of cock run through their holes. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, it would truly, and see now Kelly Tyler, she's the one woman who will actually speak about it and actually do the math and tell you, you know, tell you. And it's completely like it's mind-blowing when you like, okay, when you didn't know this and you genuinely read or you knew a woman like this and you see what women do for real. Like, this is why I say when they hit over 25, 26, there's multiple reasons why you just leave that alone in most cases. There's multiple reasons. It is just, and see, the reason for me of why it's purely, genuinely disgusting is because these women, most of them will not simply own it. You see, because there's a difference. Like, okay, back to the Shakira and the Pussycat Dolls. When you watch Shakira be Shakira, she's owning, shaking her hips and, you know what I'm saying? And she's just comfortable. Like, she's comfortable in it. It's her. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is why, and Sade, when she be on stage with a see-through dress on and pretty much a bra and singing, like, because she's comfortable in what she's doing. You see what I'm saying? And she's not like trying to make you think she's comfortable in doing it. Like, okay, like this Kelly Tyler girl, she's trying to make you think she's comfortable by talking about it and being it. See, like, see, that's the jarring part. See, like, the whores and the brothels, they've accepted it. You see what I'm saying? They're whores and brothels. I'm not trying to marry one of them, but I have a lot more respect for a whore who owns being a whore, who genuinely in their bones and in their skin, they've accepted it and for whatever reason, and they own it. That does not disgust me. I have respect for those women. And it's like so many situations, this is where, you know, things get confused, because when you're talking about sex work and slut-shaming women, you see, it's the same thing like with female feminists. See, the only time they start using words like slut-shaming, that is a woman who's not comfortable with what she's actually doing. You see, because sluts don't say slut shaming. You see, like actual sluts, they don't walk around like you would never expect to hear the word slut shaming come out of a genuine whore's mouth. You see, you just would never. It doesn't come out of their mouth. You see what I'm saying? Genuine whores, like genuine porn stars. You will never hear them say anything about it. Even if they do get slut shamed, it's just not part of their vocabulary. It's just how, it's not part of their vocabulary. But oh my God, like, see, for the women, and all of you guys have known women in high school who were whores. Like, I can't count how many times, like, you know, you go to high school, maybe you live next to the girl and you see what she's like out of school. And then she goes to school and she's all perfect and, you know, and all this. And you know, like, this girl's a fucking, like, she, there was three cars that came over, you know, within an hour last night that I see. Like, see, like, oh my, like, the disgusting thing is when women don't just own it and they're trying to put on this act that they're some princess and all this. Man, they've been taking miles and miles of cock, okay? A woman, and I was watching a guy's blog or whatever you call it. And he was right. He said most women have sex with more women than straight men probably ever will in their life. Especially in those years of 16 to 25, man, they are sucking, fucking, choking down, licking everything in those years. Okay, this is why they said this. Like I said, this is why I say, look, your best option in this is to get you something. I say under 25, and I say 25 is on the tail end of it. And honestly, I say like 22, 23, like, because I mean, let me tell you, because they get run through with cock, and it's like I said, when you generally run with hookers and whores, and then, like, you know, the cute girl next door, and you hung with her brothers, and all y'all knew what she. I mean, I remember one girl. When I was in high school, this girl, like, she was like crazy too. I mean, she was a young girl. She was fucking. She was the girl in the neighborhood. She was a good friend. Everybody was friends with this one guy in the neighborhood, right? I can't remember. I think it was Scott. It's a common name, so I'll say it out loud. His name was Scott. And he had his little sister. Now, he knew his little sister was a whore. Like, he was to the point he just accepted it. Like, yeah, I can't remember her name. But yeah, she's a whore. And so we would all come over. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to suck your dick, your dick, your dick, your dick. Like it's like when you see it, and I'm sure some of you guys have never seen it. Like when you live through it and you see it, man, like it's unbelievable. The amounts of cock women take up until the age of 25 is unfucking believable. It's unbelievable. The only equivalent of this in a general situation scenario with a man would have to have like millions to get that same level of abundance. Like, I mean, because like I said, because we were in high school and this girl, she was like 2 years younger than me, and I mean, and she was just rattled out, I'm gonna suck your dick, your dick, your dick, and she did. Like that's like, man, I'm telling you, like, man, the girl, man, they go through so many miles of cock up until the age of 26, 27. I mean, they go through miles and miles of cock until they slowly start to think about their actual future and survival. See, then it's they, I've got to find us a protector thing. So the cop will slow down a little bit. It's still going to happen behind the protector's back, but it's going to slow down a bit. You know, she can't just go, I'm going to suck your dirty, you know, just got to slow down. But the, I'm telling you, the amounts of cop girls get, it would seriously blow your mind. It, the amount of cock any average girl got would seriously blow the average man's mind who is not aware of it. There's multiple reasons why I say it, but this is another reason why I say never, especially by the time they're 30. You see, because a lot of them can be late bloomers, so a lot of them maybe didn't start getting it. So, you know, a lot of women just don't like sex or don't even understand it until 22, 23, 24. Or a lot of them, some women, they just didn't get genuinely hot until they were 25. Like, I know one personally, she never even got hot. Like, she was a late bloomer. She didn't get hot until she was 25. And I remember, and I seen pictures, I had pictures of her and everything. When she was younger, she was chubby. She didn't lose the baby fat until like 24 or 25. So like, this is what I'm saying, man. Never ever. And I read this girl, Kelly Tyler, shit. She is out in the open. Like, there's one question. Somebody asked a question on Quora. What men's clothing item has the same sex appeal as women's yoga pants or leggings? And she replies, sweatpants that show his bulge. Seriously, I live for that. Okay, I'll read another one off for you. It's just so many of them. Okay, what do you enjoy most that people would call guilty pleasure, but you feel no guilt enjoying? I can remember last summer so vividly. I hadn't had a man inside me for months, and to be honest, I couldn't look anywhere without noticing guys bulging his shorts or sweatpants. Eventually, I was so horny and distracted, I just got going out to bars, trying not to come across as desperate. I finally met this guy in a bar in West Hollywood. He was stupid, and the conversation was terrible, but he took control and started fingers slowly down under the table. I was so wet. I couldn't control myself, blah, blah, blah. This is a legit woman. Okay, the reason why I'm saying this is a legit woman, because you can actually go, like, she writes articles on medium.com, and you can just go down her fucking, like, see, women like this, and see, this is where I feel sorry for American guys. Women like this is where American guys are going to end up dealing with pretty much from now on. Because, see, they've beaten, okay, because look, this is what every woman sees in an American guy. And now, I don't fully believe this, but this is what women are going to see in y'all. If you're in America, this is how women view you who are not worthy of a certain quality of woman, okay? She looks at the average American man and goes, this fucking faggot-ass bitch let feminism run him over, so now he can't take charge in nothing. Get this fucking faggot out of here. That's exactly how they see you. I'm telling you. I'm honest with you. If once it gets to the point where you up here hesitant for her, you are now the woman. You see what I'm saying? And they see you as the woman. Never forget this shit. This is why I say never move in, never not have a job and move in with her. So now you got to follow her rules. And no. She's driving and you don't know how to drive. And don't mess with that. I'm telling you, don't mess with that. Don't do it. See, because I'm telling you, these girls like Kelly Tyler, that's exactly how they see you. This is exactly how they're going to see you. They don't see the average American man as a fag. In her mind, that's what she's calling you. You are her lady. I can run down text messages right now from women with boyfriends or husbands texting me personally, talking about their boyfriend or husband is her lady. He cooks me food. You see what I'm saying? But the fucked up part is in America is that, see, women's natural nature is just to tell you what you want to hear to your face and comfort you. So they're leading these guys on down paths of, oh, yeah, well, my woman's not like that because blah, 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 blah. And yes, she is like that, bro. She's just not telling you to your face because she didn't got you spoon-fed this feminist BS, and you're just so drunk off of it, you won't even, the thought of thinking in another direction, it makes your dick shrivel up at this point. She knows it. You see, she knows it. this is not a secret to her, okay? She's probably, now, if now get your girlfriend to watch this video from the start. If you got a girlfriend, and she's gonna be like, yep, that's, and she's probably trying to hold back laughing, or probably just busting out laughing, because she knows it's 1,000% the fucking truth. Like, American men, like, you guys are so beat down. American and UK men, y'all so beat down, man. Let's see, because they know, because see, now from a woman's standpoint, she knows that some guy, that for every guy who's beaten down, there's some guy who just never got the memo. And those are the guys that they waiting out for. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, there's too much of a chance that guys like me may come off as angry if we get on the topic. Because it's just how guys talk. Because we like to talk loud when we're passionate about something, where women naturally, and this is another thing, if you got a woman to ask her this, because this is true, women naturally get scared when we start to yell. But for men, it's just a natural part of how we talk when we get excited. Because what we're saying is, like, this shit is either funny or I believe in it all the way. We don't get loud because we want to start fighting every time. But see, when a woman hears a man yell, she immediately gets scared. She's immediately nervous. It's a part of nature. It's just nature. They can't help it. You see what I'm saying? But no, like, she knows it's true. She knows it's true. For every man who goes, yes, ma'am, I love feminists, equal wages and all that shit. See, when she hears that, she knows I got a bitch I can manipulate. That's what her insides tell her. And she may be dumb enough to where she don't think it with her actual brain, but her biology knows it. You see what I'm saying, man? But back to the original topic, man. Like, the whores that disgust me are pretty much the normal women at jobs. Those are women who disgust me because they're not owning what they do. They're, you know, they're always trying to put on this fake act and, you know, be perfect and all this stuff. I hate those women. I would much rather exist with a woman who owned doing porn, a woman who owned working in a brothel, a woman who owned what she was and the reality of the world. I'd rather sit down and kick it with a woman like that than a woman who's trying to pretend to be perfect. And she's, I'm telling you, man, in those ages of women, when they're 16, 25, they are getting, I say, like 12 or 13 on average. They are getting railed by dumpsters in puddles and football fields in the mud. They are getting railed out where you can't even imagine at younger ages. So, see, this is why when men and women start hitting 18, 19, 20, see, that 18, 19, 20-year-old guy that's, like, equally in her age, he hasn't done any of this. So, for him, this is all exciting. But to her, it's boring because she's already done it a million times. You see what I'm saying? See, this is another reason why when a woman's 19 and a guy's 19, the 19-year-old guy usually can't really keep her around too long or have much control over her because she's more experienced now than he can be, you see? Because he didn't have those experiences. Very few women are going to do that with a 19-year-old guy consistently. I mean, either just one consistently or have a revolving door, as let's say a girl from the age of 12 on up, she's going to have a revolving door of guys coming in. A revolving door. Once they figure out a 12-year-old that's not hideous looking and she may have even tried sex, she's going to have a revolving door from 12 or 13 years old all throughout high school until she hits about 25, 26. A revolving door. It's unbelievable. Like one, I'm saying, like, I'm just like, I'm having fun reading this Kelly Tyler because she can at least talk about it out loud. A lot of women just can't talk about it out loud because they're just so afraid of saying something that might not please everyone. But she's at least crossed that mental boundary. A lot of women can't cross that mental boundary. But yeah, man, like, this girl is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I'm reading some right now. Is it? Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to let y'all go. This is unbelievable. I like it because she's talking about it, but it's crazy.